maybe our listeners who are new to the area or don't know exactly what Wake Ed is, can you talk about what the organization does overall?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are 41 years old as of next month, and we're born out of the Raleigh Chamber of Commerce 41 years ago, and we exist to serve the Wake County Public School System and be a bridge between the business community and the Wake County Public School System, and getting the two of them simpatico and working in partnership together.
There's so many programs that I want to highlight, but I want to start with the Partners Read program.
Yeah.
And so many ways for the community to get involved with our students, and that's one of the great ways to do it.
It's one of the easiest ways to get involved, actually. Yeah, and we are in 62 of our over 120 elementary schools here in the Wake County Public School System with the Partners Read program. That program is simply a volunteer goes in on a Friday morning to one of those 62 schools, gets partnered up with two first grade students, and gets to read books to them and build a relationship with them. The benefit out of that program on the student end is that the books that they are choosing are brand new, and they are purchased by Wake Ed in partnership with some of our funders and donors, and then the students get to actually take those books home. It's for 20 weeks straight for the whole school year, and so by the end of the school year, they have 20 new books that they get to take home to build up their personal library.
That's awesome. What about this Level Up Literacy program?
Yeah, so this is a shifting-ish, new-ish initiative. It used to be called the HELPS Initiative, and now it's shifted to Level Up Literacy. This one's a little bit more high intensity, high profile for a volunteer. It's 1 to 3 hours for commitment for those volunteers. That one's only in about 25 to 30 of our elementary schools in the area. And this one is done directly in partnership with Wake County Public Schools and with Read and Feed, which is another local nonprofit as well. Volunteers go in and they are doing high dosage programming for literacy with these students. And so we are training those volunteers to go in and actually really hunker down and focus on many of the different components that go along with the science of reading that the students are really focused on. And this is for first through third grade students.
You mentioned all the volunteer opportunities. Mm-hmm. What about training for the volunteers? Once someone commits to doing and being part of one of these programs, what's the training process like?
Yeah, so Partners Read is really simple. It's about a 20-minute training. So that's very, very easy. Background check for all of our programs going into the school buildings. But then when it comes to the Level Up Literacy one, that one does have a 2-hour training that goes along with it. Read and Feed is in charge of leading that particular training. So we recruit the volunteers, we place the volunteers, and then we hand them over with Read and Feed for them to get trained by Read and Feed's programming and what it is that they take them through and walk them through.
Have you seen a growth in maybe the end of year testing with some of the literacy that Wake Ed's been involved with?
Yeah. That is always a primary question that we get, and it's always one of the hardest ones to answer because these students that are a part of these programs outside of the classroom are oftentimes getting additional inputs that are just not the Level Up Literacy program, but they might be getting Level Up Literacy and Partners Read. Mm. And they might also have a third input that's coming in. And so to be able to take their end-of-year data or their midpoint data or even their beginning-of-the-year data and to be able to say, well, let's look at the growth that this student had. Can we pin that data directly on one program and say it's because of this one program that this student has made these shifts and these gains and whatnot? Sometimes gets really, really muddied and really, really hard to say. So I would say it's a tricky answer, sure. And it does depend student to student. If it's just the one program that they're getting outside of the classroom, then I think it's a little bit more of an easier sell to say that, yeah, the student made gains because of this program. Yeah.
Any other programs that you'd like to highlight that you guys offer?
Yeah, I would love to highlight two in particular.
Sure.
So one that just opened registration is for our students, rising 10th through 12th graders, all within the Wake County Public School System. That is a career development program called Career Accelerator. That's going to be the week of June 23rd. This program in particular for the students is they will have an alternating of classroom time and then business immersions. And in the classroom time, they get to learn about networking skills, interviewing skills, soft skills for the business and workforce. They work on a digital portfolio to build a resume and a cover letter. And then the business immersion is that they get to go into businesses and spend a whole day at a particular business, or sometimes two businesses if it's a half day, to learn about who this business is, what are career opportunities that exist, and how do I get a job at a place like this. And we've got some great partners that are part of that. Shout out to John Deere as being one of the big ones, and IBM and Cisco are some of the other ones that we've had. Last year, we had 42 businesses wow. from Wake County that were represented. We served over 425 students in that program. This is our fourth year doing that program. And key thing, if I had a bell that I could ding right here, students, you get paid $150 stipend. Thank you for that. Upon completion of the program
no kidding.
And upon completion of the work that you are asked to do. Yes, we give $150 stipend to the students to, for coming out.
That's
and,
awesome.
And doing that. The second one that I want to mention is Tools for Schools, mm-hmm. which is year-long. And this is our teacher supply classroom for teachers to come and get free school supplies. Just quick numbers for you. Teachers spend on average a little over $1,000 annually out of pocket for additional school supplies for their students. And so what we are trying to do with this initiative is we're trying to help alleviate some of that cost for them. And so we've got a great storefront that's out on Capitol Boulevard. Teachers come out, they get 100 points to shop. So this is a great place for you to donate, for your business to donate. We have supply drives and toolkits for supply drives that we give to businesses so that they can do internal supply drives. We run a big supply drive during the month of July and August every summer. So yeah, that's another great initiative to get involved with. And we do take volunteers for that one as well, because we like to have the volunteers come and help run the store in the back of the house.
As I let you go, where can our listeners go to get involved, to learn more about WakeEd and all the great stuff you're doing?
WakeEd.org. So that's WakeEd.org.
Dr. Douglas Price, the Director of Programs for WakeEd. Great to see you. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks so much.